Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
All right, here we go. 5 o'clock. Denver, Colorado. You got those Cleveland Browns and hashtag Baker Challenge coming to town.
Hashtag Baker Challenge.
Alfred, what are we looking at on Saturday night?
We're looking at a contest between two teams. We're trying to figure out who they are. And with that being said, 303-713-1043 if you want to get in on the fire up. I do want to say I am fired up about one thing in particular.
Yeah? What's
yes,
that?
Yes, it was something that Stink brought up earlier this
Oh my
week.
God, Stink was going
and
nuts.
It is none other than the great Von Miller getting one more sack to be the all-time leading sack leader in the history of the Denver Broncos. Von gets sacked.
Mullins is brought down. He bumped into his own man, and I believe Bradley Chubb will get credit for that sack.
And there's Von Miller. I was about to say we have not mentioned Von Miller's name all day, and there he is doing the dance.
Pressure coming. It's Von Miller, and he decks Nick Mullins. 13 and a half sacks on the season now for Von Miller.
Rivers in trouble, takes the sack. Didn't have the time. Bradley Chubb.
Carson fumbles, and the Broncos get it. Von Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Mullins, pressure coming, and he is sacked. Bradley Chubb with his second of the game, and with that sack, he passes Von Miller for the most sacks in franchise history by a Broncos rookie. He now has 12 on the year.
All right, so what's the significance of that record, Al?
Oh, it just means so much to a guy like me. When you consider that the great Simon Fletcher holds that record, and nobody held it as well as Fletcher did until we have the next guy who's going to be a Hall of Famer. To own those numbers and be a Hall of Famer in a Denver Bronco uniform primarily is something that can never be overlooked. It's a fantastic feat. It means that you made great things happen for your defense. You caused havoc for the offense. And with that being said, Von Miller, go get that sack.
All right, let's go. We got the fans out. They're lined up. We go to Myron. You're on the fire up. What's up, Myron?
You know what, fellas? It's not even about the record right now. It's not even about nothing. It's about your pride. You don't go out there and just mail it in these last 3 weeks. You go out there and you be a man and you reach deep and you give him everything you got because you need pride right now. And I haven't seen an ounce of freaking pride out of this team since the Jets game when we got our doors blown off. So show some damn pride. Grab your balls and be a man.
Was that fired up or was that anger?
I don't know what he wants to really grab. Jack, you're on the fire up. Hey, Jack, what's happening?
Hey, go Broncos. Keep Vance Joseph no matter what. Give him a chance and let's see how Case can do better. It's 2 years in a row on the same system. Kind of like Cordell didn't get a chance to.
All right, Jack.
Go Broncos. Go Broncos.
All right, good luck dating. Get a good feeling. Keep VJ no matter what. All right, all right. Oh, Morris. Our man, Morris. Morris, help us out, Morris.
Woo! Yo, Mount High City. What reason do we have to be fired up? We got a Heisman Trophy winner coming to town.
Yes.
Yeah, he won a Heisman Trophy. He was great, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? We have Case Keenum. Maybe Case will play lights out because guess who Case Keenum is? He's the all-time leading passer in NCAA history.
Oh, that is true.
Everybody forget that?
I didn't.
Philip Lindsay. We got Von Miller.
Yeah.
We got players who are pissed off now. Everybody thinks we're garbage. They're going to play for pride. They're going to keep Vance's job. Vance is staying there anyway. So all you fans who don't want Vance to be there anymore, if you don't want him, find another team for a year. I Otherwise, man up and be a real fan for the Broncos. Woo!
You can always count on Morris Alford. So getting off to a fast start, is that important now?
Well, it's important if we want to get this game going. And the way that you get out to a fast start is believe in your running backs, believe in your running game, and believe in these young players on this team.
All right.
But primarily, just believe.
It's Lindsey. Direct snap. Lindsey cuts and slices in for the touchdown. The Broncos have come all the way back.
Keenum throwing. Hamilton's got it. Touchdown. Fittingly on fourth down. And the Broncos are still alive.
Pitch to Freeman. Taking a long time to get there. And then he breaks free. Cuts back inside the five. And grabs a man for a touchdown.
Here's a little toss to Sanders. Going to throw it. Diving catch for a touchdown to Sutton. What a play. They love their rookie, Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, the young guys, Al, it's a big game for them to step up. No doubt. Let's go to Stefan. Stefan, you're on the fire. What you got, Stefan?
Cleveland Browns, are you kidding me? Coming right to our house, are you kidding me? The Browns? They got Phillip Lindsay going for four TDs. Come on now. Here with me. Baker Mayfield getting sacked five times.
Nice.
By Chubb. You'll
wow.
Hear, you'll hear Bob wow. Miller sacking him saying, super. This is a great day, Baker Mayfield.
All right, then let it breathe.
And then I saw her face.
Rio, I love that name. What's up, Rio?
Rio out of Denver, man. If you're not bleeding blue and orange, I don't want to see you out there on that field. God dang it, I can't wait till Chubb and Vaughn and the boys knock the snot out of Baker Mayfield and put him right in his place where he belongs. I can't wait till the real Chubb, the king of Chubb, Bradley Chubb, shows him that he's the king and there is no other Chubb that should be mentioned on Saturday night.
Nice.
I can't wait. Woo!
That's right. We have the real Chubb.
The king of Chubb.
The king of Chubb. In fact,
that is really
our
good.
Chubb makes
that
me want to.
That is really good.
My Chubb is better than your Chubb.
Ooh, Chubb, wah! Chubb, Chubb.
Ooh, wah! Can't quite do it as good as that guy does. Wah! Wah! John, you're on the fire. What's up, John? Wow!
We've got the Cleveland Browns coming down, and we're here to prove who the real number one pick should have been, and that's Bradley Chubb. Let's get out there and get that rookie sack record, baby!
Wow! Wow! Sorry, I'm not as good as Dave Draymond from Disturbed. What can I tell you? All right, Alfred, we have other things going on tonight as well. If we're going to get fired up, we might as well get fired up for everything, right?
Oh, there is something to get really fired up about now, and that's our Denver Nuggets playing tonight downtown at the Pepsi Center, the Can, and they're taking on the Thunder, which means that Paul George is in town, which means that another big opportunity to prove that you are the best team in the NBA exists. Yes, I'm hyped up for that. The Avs and Blues drop puck at 6 p.m. Are you kidding me? It's going to be a great weekend for all of our teams here in Colorado. By the way,
Jokic and one. So the Joker up to his old tricks. We get it down low with a shot. He scores! Nathan MacKinnon!
Murray inside. Look at the move! Look at the move! Look at the move!
Up top, one timer, score! Bingo Ranton!
That's intercepted. Bad pass. Jokic has it. 3-on-2. Jokic on the way. Yes! Joker going hard.
People are fired up. You know, we challenged the audience there, the fans, and They are responding.
Let me hear it, then. Let me hear it.
Sherry, you're on the fan. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Super.
Good. So they just need to take off the blue and orange matching pads they've been wearing all season, strap on the football helmets, and go out there and kick the Browns' butt. Woo! Woo!
Hey, D-Mac. Hey, Big Al. Love you guys. Long-time listener.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, though. I represent the 216, so I'm getting fired up for this Browns win, son.
Oh, my God,
we're bringing this on.
Boo! Boo! Representing the 216. Oh, my God. Can you ever imagine if your phone number started with a 216? Oh, my Lord. I'm it's bad enough I'm a 719. It's a long story, don't ask. Nathan, you're on the fan. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, what's up? I just want to give a shout-out to Dirty Mac and the boys tonight against the Blues, but I also want to say, beat the Phillies!
Beat the who? All right, we're getting a little confused here on the old fire up. Hopefully Austin will bring us back. Austin, what do you have, Austin?
Hey, I just want to tell Broncos country to be loyal to your Broncos. They're the only team we got. Who else are you going to cheer for? Don't sell your tickets. Don't let those Cleveland fans up in there. Get excited. This is our team. This is our time. They can bring the other club. They can bring the Heisman winner last year. Do me a favor and take that L on the way out.
Take that L on the way out. Ooh. I like that.
Oh,
you know, you can get a little excited for this, can't you, Al?
I can, man, but you
come
know,
on, man.
Man, we need the captain to play well, man. He hasn't thrown a pick since the Chiefs game, but we need him to throw for more than 200 yards. Last time he did that was against the Chargers. And we need him to open it up, D-Mac. In fact, it would be great if he opened up, because then maybe
anything
could happen.
Maybe
anything could happen.
But if anything could happen,
he's got to open it up.
And then maybe anything could happen. Case, anything could happen.
Out of the pocket, pulls the trigger, back in the end zone. It's Sutton, touchdown Broncos. Case Keenum with a strike.
Keenum, he's going to keep it himself, and he's got the first down. Heads-up play by Case Keenum. He runs for 16 and extends the drive.
From the 12, 39 feet, middle of the field. Touchdown, Browns. Third down and 10. Keenum, wide open, he's got his receiver. Terry Petro, 24-yard, touchdown pass.
Come on, Al. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen, man. Tell you what, sometimes, though, you know, when you're watching your favorite team in the world play and it doesn't work out, yes, you get heartbroken. Yes, you get disappointed. Yes, you get frustrated. But I guess, D-Mac, if there is a chance for us to get to the playoffs,
are
which
you
means
telling
that
me there's a chance?
There's a chance for us to
are you telling
get to the
me
Super
there's
Bowl,
a chance?
Which means if there's a chance for us to host
what?
That Vince Lombardi
then
trophy,
what? Then
anything
what?
Can happen.
Can anything happen?
Anything
so
can happen.
There's a chance.
Like,
you're telling me there's a chance?
Anything can happen.
Should I take our
play at 5,280 feet.
Oh.
This is our backyard.
That's true.
This is the home that we protect.
That's
we
true.
Will protect this house. Give it a win. Give me the dub.
What?
Give me the victory. Give me the win. Give me the win. Give me the dub. Give me the victory.
Huh?
I want the win. I need the win. I need the victory.
What?
I want the win!
What?
I want the victory!
Oh.
I want the dub!
Oh, yeah!
Give me the dub! Give me the So I want to win.
No, okay.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there.
Hashtag Baker Challenge.
And D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. Playoff hopes may be slim, but that's better than none. Gotta win out. It starts with the Browns tomorrow night. Our 7 hours of pregame coverage starts tomorrow morning at 11. The best Broncos coverage. Sports Radio 104.3. The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
Like to gamble, sometimes I gamble big and, you know, win all type of shit, and sometimes I don't.
All right. You got me fired up, Alfred. You know, we still have some people on the line. We had full lines the whole time. So it's not officially the fire up, but we got people on hold. I'm happy to talk to them. Kendra, you're on the Fan. Hi, Kendra.
What up?
Hey.
What up, Brown? You know what else is Brown? Poop.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just couldn't trust Kendra. What can I tell you?
I am tired of it. It's time for a new way to play.
Where was Kendra going?
I'm looking for a new way for us to play.
Could be a future drop there.
Yeah. Do we have that clean or do we have everything else in the... We probably have everything else in the middle there. Thank you, Kendra. The delicate analysis of Kendra. You know what else is brown? Okay, thanks, Kendra. I'm scared to go to another call. I'll try, Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
I know I missed the fire up, but you know what?
That's okay.
Baker's does it. Ain't got nothing on a Denver Stampede, all right? Baker's going to get so tired by the end of this game from pushing himself up off the grass.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Miller going to be in his face. Derek Wolfe, I'm predicting, is going to have 2 sacks. It's going to be his magic week.
Wow.
Watch it.
All right. Thanks. Does Derek Wolfe have any sacks this year?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
I think he has like 3.
Does he? What do we got for sacks for him? Nope, he doesn't.
He has no sacks this year?
Well, he doesn't have 3. I mean, unless they don't list him.
I've got one and a half.
This year, I see 1.5, 1.5.
I see Vaughn with 13.5, Chubb with 12, and Shaq with 3. How many does Shane Ray have? Miles Garrett has 12.5. He appears to be the truth.
We've got 1 for Shane this season.
1 for Shane.
Shane had 1 last year as well.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, he won't be here next year. Shaq is out, so he can't add to those 3. Chris Harris is out. Isaac Yadam is out.
The Broncos have 35 sacks, 40 sacks as a team.
Yeah, that's
pretty
okay.
Pretty good.
How is that in league? Do you have rankings or just the total?
No, I don't have the rankings.
Out for the Browns, Austin Corbett, their tackle, out. Denzel Ward is out. That's good. You got a lot of picks there. They have 15 interceptions. San Fran had 2. So you're facing a team that has 15 interceptions this year, and the challenge for Case Keenum is to push the ball down the field more. Okay. See how that goes. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, what's going on, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Let's go, Broncos.
Yes.
You know, these guys are hungry this week. I want to see Phil go get it. Vaughn, get that record.
Yes.
Go make Baker
get that record.
Field.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
The Denver Broncos are 4th as far as sacks go as a team. The Kansas City Chiefs are number 1 with 46. The Steelers are number 2 with 45. The Saints are number 3 with 41.
Where are the Browns?
The Broncos, the Green Bay Packers, and the Chicago Bears all have 40.
Okay, where are the Browns?
The Browns are 23rd with 30.
Okay.
But Myles Garrett probably will be a Pro Bowl player this year.
They're tied for third in interceptions.
And
the Browns, despite their record, they're plus nine, but the Broncos are plus nine.
The Broncos have 14 interceptions. The Browns have 15.
Okay. Both plus nine. That's really good. Or it's just being extremely careful. Depends how you look at it, I suppose. Paul, you're on the fan. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Super duper.
So, Al wants an identity. Let's get back to the old identity of the Denver Broncos. And when someone comes in our house, you lay you know what beaten down.
Nice. Nice.
On every team that comes in here.
That's right.
Doesn't
right,
matter Paul. If it's rushing, receiving, the whole team. Crowd's got to get loud.
But how could the team not have that? I appreciate it. But how could the team, Al, not have that approach against the 49ers in the first half?
I don't know.
I mean, how does that really happen?
Man, listen, when you have moments to make plays, and remember now we've had the great John Elway on these airwaves saying that quarterbacks in this league are paid to win on third down and to win in the red zone, meaning win on third down to keep drives going and put points on the board. That's what quarterbacks are paid for. All this other stuff means nothing. You need to convert on third down, especially early in games, to get your offense rolling. You have these first 15 of plays that are called, and when you don't get the first down and you go three and out, or you go, you know, five and out or six and out, you don't have the momentum unless you have chunk plays that end up leading the points. You got to get points. The quarterback is responsible for points for your team. We got to have points.
I got a great text from Michael Spencer from Channel 4. He says, I'm in an Uber with my parents, and the Uber driver has the fire up on.
And boom goes the dime.
Can you imagine you get an Uber, and it's like cranking? Like, I know you got to get to Maggiano's, but hold on. I got to get the fire up going. Thank you to all the Uber drivers that listen to us. We appreciate it. My sister-in-law multiple times has had multiple Uber drivers say, reference the radio station. She always hits them with D-Mac's sister-in-law, which can be a mixed bag.
Mm.
Not going to lie. No.
You know the most important stat in football, D-Mac?
Wins.
You know what the number two is?
Time of possession?
No.
What?
Points.
Oh, points. Yeah.
Points per game.
Points are important. Usually, the more points you have, the more wins you have.
Right. Right now, we are 19th with 22.3 points per game.
And the Browns are 18th at 22.5.
Yep. Right in front of us. Our record should be right around where theirs is, right?
It is. We're 6-7. They're 5-7-1. It is right around where they are. Yeah, on paper, they're pretty similar teams. On paper, they're pretty similar teams. But we'll see. You, of course, would hope that you weren't a similar team to the Cleveland Browns.
You wouldn't want that.
Right.
You wouldn't want to be, you wouldn't want that to be talked about in the same breath as making a playoff run.
Yeah.
That is not a great combination, Browns and playoffs.
You would hope your free agent quarterback is blowing away a rookie. And that's not the case. It's not like the rookie Baker Mayfield is blowing away Case Keenum. But, I mean, if you look at it, it's, well, heck, nobody would take Case Keenum over Baker Mayfield. We know that's true. However, many people would say, oh, I'll take Case Keenum over Josh Rosen or Josh Allen.
We're averaging 228 yards per game in the air, and the Browns are averaging 239.
Yeah, pretty similar. On the ground,
but what I'm saying is,
120 on the ground, we're putting 130.
The Browns are 17th in passing, and we are 21st. If I would have told you going into this year that Baker Mayfield would have a better year than Case Keenum, you would have said what?
I would not have believed that this year. I would have thought maybe in the future, but not this year. If I told you Philip Lindsay was going to have a better rushing year than Nick Chubb, what would you have told me?
Nope.
Right? You wouldn't have believed that either.
The Broncos, as it stands right now, have the eighth best rushing attack in the entire NFL. With an average of, what is it? What do we have here?
Yeah, but we're 19th in points.
Right.
As you brought up.
Right. Because you have to throw the football to score in this league.
Right. One of the scary stats with the Browns, and it is kind of curious, while they're not great on third down, 27th in the league, they're fourth in the league in the red zone. That's interesting, isn't it?
Right. I was looking at fourth down stats from running backs today, and who's been exceptional is Booker has been exceptional. The only guy that's in front of him, there are a couple that are in front of him. Well, one of them name is Chubb, and he plays for the Browns.
What happens when the Browns get better on third down? If they're that good in the red zone
already?
You got
to stay on the field. Third down means that I get to stay on the field. That's what third down means for an offense.
The problem with the Broncos, they're 28th on third down. They're 17th in the red zone. They're not that much better, unfortunately. Anyways.
How the Baltimore Ravens doing in red zone?
That's a bad.
Remember they were unstoppable. All of their drives, you know, when we played them, ended up in touchdowns.
Good job on the fire up today.
So tired.
You okay?
I am, man. It gets so emotional for me about this team.
I got a way to lighten the load. It's a fun little thing we have here at the radio station. It's really cool. It's something new. I like it. Details next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agency. Number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Mm. Since we've no place to go.
What? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Alfred.
It doesn't show signs.
Did you see that some corn elf decorated the office?
I did.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is great. I have a stocking there. Will there be stocking stuffers?
They have hung the stockings with care. Now, I don't think you can hang stockings and not get that stocking stuffed at some point, fellas. Am I right on that? I mean, a stocking is a promise, isn't it? Right? Now, let me ask. Do you have a stocking?
I think so.
I have a stocking. I saw it. Big Sexy, do you have a stocking?
I do have a stocking.
Does the Strawberry Man have a stocking?
He does have a stocking.
Does Johnny Love have a stocking?
Why should he worry when he's... Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just wondering who they left out and who they didn't leave out.
So who was naughty and who was nice?
Well, if you don't have a stocking, you sort of see where you fit on the pecking order, right?
Well, I now have to check to see if I have one.
You do. Well, actually, I don't know.
Weather outside.
Does Big Al have it? Big Al's got to have a stocking.
He does.
Of course.
There you go.
I mean, of course we were going to have stockings. I mean, come on.
It's the biggest stocking on the mantle.
Of course. It's because Al has the biggest feet. If you got the biggest feet, you get the biggest stocking. And I brought lots of corn. Who did the decorating, Big Sexy? Do you know?
Kendall.
Kendall's such a sweetheart.
Wasn't it last year somebody, like one of the receptionists or something, did our decoration? Oh, no, it was... No, I know who it was. She doesn't work here anymore. She left the company in 2018. Right? It was not one of the guys here, though, right? It was not. Kendall is our wonderful promotions director who just graduated from Arizona State. What a game. What a day for Arizona State tomorrow, by the way, as they take on Fresno State at 1:30. And then in basketball, the top 20 Sun Devils take on Georgia.
Who cares?
All right. Sorry. Good point. Did you see they just got a 4-star recruit quarterback at Arizona State, Herm Edwards?
Still going to lose to the Buffs.
Get that one on me for another year. In the year the Buffs were absolute terrible, they beat the Sun Devils. Of course, the Sun Devils will be playing a bowl on Saturday. You know that incredible bowl, the Las Vegas Bowl, y'all. Nothing screams successful season like playing in the first bowl game of the year.
Is it the first one?
There's like 5 bowls on Saturday. It's the first of the bowls. The bowl season starts on Saturday.
Well, so did the Broncos bowl season.
Not really. Nice try, though.
I mean, we play Saturday.
I'm just saying, great job by Kendall to do the decoration, and we have stockings. Did anybody get left out of notice?
I actually didn't look that closely.
But don't you think everybody that works here is checking it out to see if they have a stocking?
Oh.
I mean,
as bad as this sounds, I don't know if people that aren't normally here during business hours have stockings.
Yeah, like who? Does Kevin Kistner have a stocking?
Yes.
Okay. He should. He produces the Sandy Show every night. Millennial Ben, he's got to have a stocking, right? Yeah, who got left out? Who didn't make the cut? Like, does Richie have a stocking? Richie's got a stocking?
How many stockings are out there?
There's a lot out there. That's for sure. No, I was impressed by the amount. Raj has to have a stocking. Jeff Brantley must have a stocking.
Richie does not have a stocking.
So we draw the line at Richie.
We draw the line at Richie.
All right. I just got to see what we're doing here. We draw the line at Richie. Okay.
Jacked up.
Does Dylan have a stocking?
Dylan does not have a stocking.
Now, these are people who are paid employees and do work that they're not interns. They do get paid to be here at the Fan. So we're drawing the line. Richie, Dylan, no stockings. Okay. You know where I'm going here, Al. If you're going to have a stocking for, you know, better have stockings for everybody.
Or do you just have stockings for the ones you love the most?
Apparently, Dylan and Richie are not loved the most.
They will have stockings by next week. My voice hurt after the fire up, man.
You did a great job. You deserve a stocking. When will those stockings be stuffed, y'all?
I don't know. They just passed out the Secret Santa forms. So
Secret Santa?
What's a Secret Santa?
Did we get Secret Santa forms? Did I have to sign up for that?
You did have to sign up for that.
Oh.
Dang it. Why didn't you sign us up for that? Brian!
Because then I'd come walking up and be like, guys, I need $20 each. And be like, what the heck for? Why am I buying somebody from sales something? I don't know them.
He's
worked here for 2 years?
I did see we are having a pseudo holiday party at work.
A dip party.
A dip party, whatever that is.
Woo! I saw that.
I believe it is from like 11 to noon next Tuesday or something.
And everybody can bring a dip.
Right.
Delicious.
Big Sexy, did you go by the holiday party last night?
By the way, I am going to bring...
It ended at 6.
I am going to bring the most unique... I'm going to bring the most unique dip of anybody to that party.
Having the time of his life.
That's right. I'm going to bring Sergio dip.
How about...
Thank you. That was funny.
Oh, Kyle's over here examining who has stockings and who doesn't have stockings.
Oh, I'm just pointing out what everybody else is going to be doing here.
Hey. Steven from the Stokely and Zach Show doesn't even have a stocking.
Oh, Steven? Ooh.
Steven.
Who runs their board. Wow. That is harsh. That dude is on the board every single day. I mean, he is quiet and short, but I still think he deserves a stocking. Wow, Steven got left out.
So glad you told me what his name is. Every day I'm like, I know that guy. All right, happy holidays, everybody. And nothing screams the holidays like being left out of a holiday office tradition. I bet they all have Kendall is so wonderful. I bet they all have stockings come Monday.
Will the Broncos have a win on Monday?
Should we look at the Broncos stocking?
We should look at the Broncos stocking.
Stocking sounds a lot like paper. I gotta
just unwrap that corner. Unwrap the last corner. What is that I see? What is that?
Oh! 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 We'll tell you what we see. Coming up next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, Alfred, we've seen it all. We've done it all. We are here. And what's it going to be? Give me your prediction. Your King Supers fan football pick'em final prediction. We stink at this game. Zach Bye and Orlando Franklin were the only two to pick the Chargers. Zach Bye and Stokely will probably win again. What a disaster for us this year. But you can go to 1043thefan.com. Make your picks. You could get a $250 King Supers gift card every week. And a chance to shame the fan losing host. That was Alfred this weekend. Or a grand prize of groceries for a year from King Supers. Register at 1043thefan.com. Our Broncos pick is brought to you by King Supers, the official grocery store of the Broncos. Al, it is time. What's your pick? Come on!
I'm picking the Cleveland Browns. I'm picking the Cleveland Browns to beat the Broncos on the road. They have so much to play for. They're so excitable. The young quarterback, I believe, is a better quarterback than Case Keenum. I am saying that the Cleveland Browns will score 27, unfortunately, and the Broncos will score 20. That's, you know, I can never go over 23. I can never go over 23 for the Broncos.
The Broncos have only done it
twice
this year.
And I can say 27 for the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
What about you?
26-20 Browns. Hope I'm wrong. Hope that it's an exciting environment for the Broncos, but we have just seen nothing out of the offense. Nothing. Nothing that would give you any confidence. And defensively, I'm picking 26 specifically, not 27, only because I just see a lot of field goals. I feel the Broncos can stop the Browns, but the Browns just kind of collect maybe four field goals, something like that.
Two touchdowns,
four field goals.
And the reason I went there is because of one reason. Case Keenum was challenged to throw the ball down the field by the Denver Bronco head football coach.
Yeah,
Vance
you see
Joseph.
Some turnovers, huh?
That's right. That's right.
No more safe Case. He has been challenged, hasn't he?
He's been challenged.
His manhood has been challenged.
The coach and every Denver Bronco fan has said, what are you doing? Give us a chance here. And so maybe the guy is going to throw some great balls that he hasn't thrown and executed in a long time, and it's going to all work out for us. But you know, it's going to be one of those games that's must watch TV for Bronco fans to figure out who this team is.
Of course.
D-Mac, I'm once again sorry about this entire week and how it's actually worked out because. You know, I'm sorry. I wear my feelings on my sleeve.
Oh, you don't have to apologize for that.
To all the Bronco fans too, man. Aww. That was just such a heartache loss last week.
We had so much fun though. We talked about Tickle Me Troy. And,
I know. We had a good week.
I mean, we had some fun times. Don't get.
I'd like to see Case Keenum actually step it up. Step it up and be the man that we thought we were getting when we signed him to this 2-year contract for $36 million. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that.
Okay. We'll find out on Saturday. We'll find out tomorrow. Meanwhile, I got something fun for you to leave you in a better mood, I hope. because I saw on ESPN, I was watching NBA stuff, I saw a projection of the likelihood of the NBA Finals.
Mm.
Now, the first most favored one at like 17% was Golden State against the Raptors. Do you know what was number two?
Don't say the Nuggets.
Nuggets against the Raptors.
Really?
Like, wow.
Really?
Yep.
There's sentiment that the Denver Nuggets are real.
I couldn't believe it. And then it went sort of like...
Not LeBron and the Lakers, huh?
No, not anywhere there. It was all a combination of Golden State, Denver, Rockets, Raptors, Celtics. It was kind of like just a jumble of that sort of thing.
But the Nuggets has been bandied out there that it's going to go well for them this year. That is exciting, man.
I saw that on ESPN. So the whole
that's exciting
concept that we are, you know, under the radar, not looked at highly, that tone is changing. What do you think about that?
I love that. You know, I'll give Michael Malone a little slack now and say that he's the kind of coach I guess they needed to get the kind of swag that they have.
Well, tonight they're home. They're playing the Thunder.
Right.
At home. Should be a great game. That goes off at 8 o'clock. The Avs are taking on St. Louis. They're about to drop the puck on that in any second. And tomorrow night they'll be home. So you have the Broncos playing and the Avs playing the Stars at the same exact time. So be a fun weekend here in the Denver area. Sportacular is as typical, and we'll see how it turns out. But the conversation will be fascinating for the Broncos come Monday, and we'll be here to chop it up.
I would love to see my Denver Broncos get this win against the Cleveland Browns. I want to see a spectacular performance out of my main man, Phillip Rivers. And yes, Vaughn, set the record for sacks this weekend against the Browns.
All right.
For my partner, D-Mac. For Big Sexy, the man behind the glass, pulling it together every single day. Appreciate you, bruh. And for my main man, Kyle Berry, thank you, man. Everybody have a great weekend. Go Broncos. Go Nuggets. Go Avs. Good night, everybody.